The next patient is first name Silverio, S-I-L-V-E-R-I-O, and the last name is P-A-E, L like in Lima, A, C like in Charlie, I, O, S like in Sierra, Silverio Palacios. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 67-year-old Mexican male that we have been following in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. He used to be 3B, but with the latest determination, we noticed that there is a remarkable improvement. The serum creatinine is down to 1.19, and the BUN is 31. The patient has an estimated EFR that is 67. And he has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 1.2 grams per gram of creatinine, which is a substantial decrease compared to the prior determinations. When he first came to the practice, was with a hemoglobin A1C of 7. The patient is feeling much better, is feeling stronger. Number two, the patient has anemia. Hemoglobin is 10.2, hematocrit is 30.7. The MCV is 88, MCH 29, MCHC is 33. The platelet count is 234,000. He is supposed to be taking iron. We are going to reevaluate the iron stores during the next visit. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency, despite the fact that he was given in the past a prescription for vitamin D. His levels are reported to be 6.9. For that reason, we are going to prescribe 50,000 units per week. The prescription was sent to Huachula Pharmacy. Following number, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease, status post amputation at the left lower extremity. He wears a prosthesis. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post multiple PCAs. PCIs. The patient is no longer taking Kerendia. For some reason, it has been stopped. However, the fact that the patient has been correcting the proteinuria is significant. Following number, the patient has a chronic congestive heart failure. He was given Entresto, and he has been followed with the clinic for congestive heart failure. The patient is advised to take the medications as prescribed, decrease the sodium intake, a plant-based diet, and the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. I spent, in the evaluation of these patients, 12 minutes in reviewing and comparing the laboratory workup and imaging, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.